Hello and welcome back to another episode of the ZT. Alright, guys, I'm gonna be a Dungeon Master Sky today. And with me are my ever benevolent and persistent players. We got at the top of the turn. We are Cooper.
Hi. I'm crying.
Ooh, we got Onyx.
Oh, Jesus.
Hi. We got Olive.
Hello.
We got the lovely Raz.
What?
Yeah, and he's back in our full-time style. It's Engines himself.
Hey, everybody!
My eyes hurt.
Okay. So you guys want a stuttering recap?
Sounds like fucking the last time I opened this goddamn show.
Removes 5 minutes of you just going,
what am I supposed to do? You guys want a recap?
Yeah. I honestly don't know what happened, so this is gonna be woo! Alright, so you defeated the vampires in underneath the roots of the World Tree Irminsul. From there, you traveled further in to find out that the Slayer had ended up getting very badly damaged and taken over by the vampires. Rather, the curse had beset his body, but he killed all the ones that had ambushed him later in the tree. So you brought him back to the main area and found out that there wasn't really a way to cure him, unfortunately. So you said your goodbyes, and you offered him a wonderful burial. And then you all had a wonderful little rest in Liamin's tiny hut at one of the bases of the roots. And that's where we are now.
So is it after our nice little rest?
Or am I still at 27 HP?
No, right. This is probably just as you guys are... I mean, we can skip it if you guys would like, but this is the start of your rest.
Wait, I don't got a lot to say in my 8 hours.
The start? How? No, because we brought up the fucking... The Liam's tiny tent thing, I don't know, whatever it's fucking called.
Yeah, I brought up my little hut.
And then we, like, listened to the Slayer die for, like, 6 hours.
Yeah. And now I need a rest, and now I need some R&R to recoup from taking my axe to that head. So, yeah, Artemis is just going to sleep.
Okay.
He's tie-tie.
I mean, we can all sleep. It's not like we have to take watch in this fucking place. It's safe.
Yeah.
That's fair, actually.
Yeah.
So you guys get your disqualified 8 hours of rest that no millennial has ever gotten. And you wake up feeling refreshed.
Bitch, I steal a tenner when I can.
Well, I barely sleep for six.
You guys sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels good.
Feels terrible. I don't know why I do it.
And then I take a nap right after I get up. You could call it continuation or the start of something new.
I don't like that.
Just like wakes up. Nope, not time. Back to sleep.
Whew. I'm feeling... Artemis just kind of stretches out. As the hut disappears.
Ah, sunlight.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah. That's my pulling the curtains back.
Oh. Dispelling the entire spell.
It just lasts for 8 hours, so we were on a clock.
What?
Man, it's been a while since I've went camping.
Why did you get rid of the shelter?
It just does it on its own.
That would have been nice to know. Thanks, mate. Quill just kind of like rolls over and tries to get a little more sleep.
Anyway, Artemis kind of scans out around the horizon, see if he hears any more sounds of battle.
It's pretty quiet. You guys did take a pretty close proximity to the command tent. You do see about 6 or 7 elves here around a makeshift war table here. It looks like a bunch of quivers are fully spent, arrows and even some bowstrings snapped, swords looking dulled or snapped, or broken in half at least. And you do see several figures around the table discussing in silent voices.
Oh, hey, good, everyone's not dead. Artemis pulls out his, pulls out his dulcimer and starts tuning it up and starts playing a Rising Sun tune to get everybody's spirits lifted and wake people up. Good morning. Good morning. Time to wake up today. Good morning. Good morning.
Can I shoot the dulcimer?
A gunshot rings out.
Well, technically, it'd be a ray of frost. It would freeze the strings, and then we went to strum them again. They would just all break, right?
Artemis' fingers just kind of freeze over the strings. He's like, "Oh, come on, man.
That is how
I can't move my fingers like this."
That is my equivalent of smashing an alarm clock.
Quill gives you a high five.
A low five, since you're both on the ground still.
That's fair.
No, it was above us, so it was a high five.
It's a higher five.
Mm-hmm.
So about a mid-ranged five.
Yeah.
If you get a high five from God, can he really give you a low five?
Well, he has to give you a low five.
Because he's got to come down to your level.
Does he? Why doesn't he just fucking smite you with his big ass hand?
The fuck?
Do you think Hitler gave high fives?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I feel like he did.
I know for a fact he did.
That's...
Oh!
He walked down that firing line. Good job, good job.
Yeah. He just goes up high. Now up high again. One more time.
Sick hell, sick
hell. Artemis is going to walk over to the table.
Perfect.
Hey, y'all.
The commanders kind of give you a look, and the speaker, he pushes away and he walks over and he goes,
good. Artemis, how was your rest?
Oh, man, it was great. That little area we were in, 100% soundproof. Couldn't hear a thing.
That's always fantastic. Everybody needs a little bit of rest these days.
Yeah. It's too bad you all don't sleep.
No, but it is sometimes nice to always have those meditation moments or just a time where you can just relax for a bit. Because even when you're all up in the hype and the adrenaline's rushing, sometimes you just need what do they say up north? A chill pill? I think it's more of a placebo effect, though.
Sure.
Okay. I guess I'm hitting you with some weird terms right at the top of the
morning.
No.
I get the reference, okay. But like they're already chilled anyway, so why would they need a pill for it?
You know, you make a good a point.
Oh, really? Cool. Anyway, over and under, how fucked is everything? We good?
Things have been quiet for a bit now. We've been able to corner what's left of the spawns and the two vampires that are her left backups, as one might say. Again, I do not know vampire hierarchy. I just know, like, I'm pretty sure it's just like a queen bee situation. But regardless, we have almost taken out the rest of them. My daughter has recovered and is back out in the field, so that's all good. But we have had no tale of Leandra herself. So now comes the point of how to track down a soulless being.
I mean, we kind of burnt her house down, so I mean, again,
she could always go back. I doubt it. I think she's out here for vengeance and for something big is gathering in power. So we assume it's her.
Probably, because we burned her coffin, I think.
Well, then we kill her once and she should be gone, right? Let's...
Yeah, it sounds like you all got this pretty much handled and all done up. We actually gotta go. Yeah. We got some business to take care of, but, like, you guys got it handled. Right?
I suppose... I mean, we might, yes.
Perfect. All right, good. You get in there, champ. We gotta go see somebody's mom.
Champ?
Yeah.
This... All right. Okay. As bewildering as that sentence is, I understand. You've already helped us immensely. So, I suppose this is where one might say bid adieu. And yeah. as he goes to finish, suddenly this orb of blackness perforates the entire area. Lady Leandra floats out of this black orb, gathering all this necrotic energy and stealing life from the surrounding area. She looks insanely different. Her entire head has been split almost into three pieces. Flesh and magical red energy seems to be connecting it, as her body just looks scarred and tattooed, and these lines of red power, of aether power, just seem to be absorbing all this energy into her. She floats about 15 feet up, and she just looks at everybody and goes, "You four will not be leaving, and you, elf, this is your last day."
Dragon breath.
Oh no, it's morning breath. Look out.
Okay. Oh, that fucking reeks, bro. Have a tic tac.
That
it burns the it's so awful. It burns the ozone.
The speaker takes a step forward and he just goes, "Listen here, you absolute bitch. I've had it up to here. You think you could just come in here and take my people's lands and just destroy everything we've stood for? We may be a little bit of a silly race, but that's because we live so long, and if you don't take shit lightly, you go insane." And as he takes these steps forwards, you see his body start to grow and transform itself. He gains almost this bark-like skin texture as he grows to be about 11 feet tall. As he stands almost at her height, even though she's floating, as he walks very closer, almost feeding life back into the soil that she's draining, and he just goes, "There's a lot of problems in this world, and maybe we don't do our best, but I'll be fucking damned if I'm gonna let you take a damn piece of this tree with you." And as you guys watch, the sun blots out, and the tree leans over with its mighty bow and slams Lady Leandra.
"Yeah, get it! Stand up for yourself! Fuck that bitch! Yeah! She tried to take the kids. She tried to take the house. You slapped that bitch down! Yeah!"
And as the tree lifts up, a crater and a crushed body are left behind. But the speaker of trees seems to have weirdly disappeared.
Oh.
And you guys are all left in silence as the tree resets to its position and the sunlight radiates back out.
Burning her body?
Yep. You start to hear sizzling.
You just hear me go, "Wait, no, turn it back off."
There's no way. She's dead?
Well, yeah, she's in sunlight. Don't you see it? That kills vampires.
Yay, the heroes are saved. So what are we doing now?
I'm looting this shit.
I was about to say I'm running for the body, because otherwise this stuff's gonna leave too.
What she got? What she got?
You find an empty crater.
Empty those pockets.
All right. You empty no pockets, and you find an empty crater.
Does she not have a necklace or anything on her? No, no. Items of
no.
worth?
No.
Gold coins?
Nope.
Jewelry?
Nope. An empty crater.
Oh, crater has no pockets to empty.
Except for dust. Ash, right?
There's nothing.
This motherfucking tree ate her.
Or she wasn't real to begin with.
But there was a body here 2 seconds ago.
Was there? Was there really?
I thought so.
Yeah.
Artemis hands Quill one of the bottles he stole from the bar. Here. We're taking drinks and going. This place is fucking weird. Mavis! Mavis, get the cart!
You guys didn't bring Mavis.
Yeah, she's back in town.
Yeah, she's back in Kynadale.
It's totally an Artemis thing, though, to do, to just start yelling, Mavis!
So Quill's gonna look at some of the other, like, generals and just be like, where did the speaker go?
They all have been bowing their head, and one of them, a female general, beautiful blonde hair, she just looks up and goes, "He's gone now. We'll have to name a new speaker, or maybe one will be given to us. We have no leader for this time, though."
Oh, really? He wasn't doing that good of a job anyway. You got the place, go to the vampires. Like, come on.
I'm gonna ignore your comment as...
Could you just explain to us exactly what just happened?
He took in to being the tree itself as a speaker, as the tree chose him. And he used all the life essence within himself to destroy the necrotic essence of her.
Fuck yeah!
That's insane. Fuck
yeah, and indeed, I suppose.
That's so metal. Or barky?
No. Good pun. My friend is dead.
Will the tree be okay then? Like, since he absorbed so much life force from it? Will your race be okay?
We don't know. This is the first time it's ever happened.
Well.
Well, indeed.
Well, condolences to the loss of your speaker. Hopefully you all can find a new one. Relatively quickly. We were glad to be of some service. Just make sure you spread the word of Artemis Red and
this
crew.
This is not the time to be handing out your business cards, sir.
And just tell it amongst your people. Tell how these four heroes came to
you,
help save
you
the day.
You are the equivalent of handing out a promo ad in the middle of a reception for a funeral.
Give his daughter my sending information.
This is not the best marketing.
And hey, y'all, we're going to Kynadale because we got to pick up Mavis.
Just put up a billboard next time. Jesus Christ.
Also, could you make
read
sure
the
to put
room
some flowers
or the tree?
Could you also make sure to put some flowers on top of the hill over there for our fallen friend.
We'll be around for much longer, but yeah, I guess I'll make a fucking checklist for you.
Thanks.
Good. It's good to have priorities.
Alright, maybe we don't call in heroes next time. These guys are dicks.
You've all been a wonderful crowd. Thank you. Tip your waitresses.
Hey, Artemis.
What waitresses?
Were we supposed to get paid for this?
We did get paid.
Did we get paid?
We got,
yeah, we got the gems and the weapons and stuff.
Can anybody prove that? Their speaker's dead. I think you should get more.
Artemis turns it 100. You know what? Shit, we never did get those, did we?
You'll have to talk to the doctor who I believed helped you in the very first town.
Look, your people are going to be okay. He may have done a real people sacrifice, but he did it for the good of your people. And it looks like
it
resonated really well.
He did it because you unleashed the vampires amongst our people.
We didn't do that.
Yeah, you did.
Some random person threw a Molotov into the house.
And you admitted it to everybody, including the guards at the gate.
Yep.
did not.
Actually, we kind of did.
You are all, I guess, admonished of guilt. Good luck on your life-saving journeys. Please just leave this kingdom and don't return.
Okay, but about that payment.
No.
Quill's gonna, like,
no, pick you won't.
Up Kian by the scruff of his neck and just, like, haul him away and just be like, I apologize for my compatriots.
And then just, no, like, no, no, no. Pace. No, no, see, part of me thinks these elves fucking deserve this. I want to get paid.
No.
Cool. Hey,
we're walking away.
Yeah, you all have a good one. We'll see you in 100 years. See how things turn out. You know?
Have fun with your own funeral, Artemis. Bye.
And you have a human with you. You will not see me in 100. Okay.
See you in 100. All right. We out. Okay, so Aelor, I'm ready to go take a vacation. Can we go see your mother?
What are you talking
about?
We have to go to Clint.
Constitutes me.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to think this through here. Do you want the first boy you bring home to be Artemis?
She's bringing 3 boys home.
Well, that's even better. Yeah.
I'm bringing home 2 men, children, and a lizard.
You know. Descriptors. They happen. But we're not going to Clint's yet because that's way out of our purview.
Wait.
For now.
Where's the map? Can you point where Clint's is?
Way up. Artemis pulls out the map. The new map, not the old map. And points to, like, the top left of it. Clint's is way the hell up there. We've got a long trip ahead of us. So, stopping by where Aelora suggested her mother's place.
Ah, yes, and that's all
the
way.
Idea.
I see, okay.
Yeah. Especially because we gotta go pick up poor Mavis. She's probably scared half to death.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay.
So you guys take the 2 to 3 day trip through the woods, lose yourselves a couple times through the trees here. But eventually you do find your way back onto the hidden area of Kaidale. And you get down to the main building, as it were, the temple. And you find Mavis and the doctor just kind of relaxing. Mavis is just eating an apple and laying on her side.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, hello.
So, because you all are connected with the trees, have you already gotten the bad news?
I have, yes.
Okay, how about the good news?
There's good news?
Neandra's dead.
Seemingly.
And we get paid.
With the vampire problem. Seemingly. And, yeah, so.
Seems like the negatives far outweigh the good, but...
It depends on if your entire species goes extinct through deforestation. Which, if it happens like that... sorry for your loss. But I feel like you all can persevere through this as a whole.
I suppose that is a opinion of you. So where are you off to next?
I hold my opinions very high above myself.
It's not very difficult.
Fuck.
Oh good, someone brings them down a peg.
Okay, I'll
can't
give
get
Aelor
much lower,
hurts, but not yours, Quill. Yours was just a low blow.
Also, it's all difficult. Low blows for you.
Yeah.
Holy shit! All right, we came here to pick up Mavis
get paid.
What else was there? Yeah, get paid.
You have already been paid. If you wish to empty our treasury, I cannot stop you. But
no, we will not be doing that.
Yeah, that.
That's
look,
a big no.
No, I came here to be a hero and paid, you know, correctly, not steal your monies. So, I'll be paid in exposure. That's it. That's a good one.
Yes.
Everybody loves being paid in exposure, right?
Please don't talk about us, like, please.
And please don't expose yourself right now.
All right.
Like, I did this art job for somebody one time, and they were like, yeah, I can pay you by putting it out, you know, and showing people. Spread your name. I never really got much recognition for that art job. But, one day.
All right. He gives Chowder a couple of chin scratches, and, you guys are on... Are you guys walking, or are you guys going to take the train?
There's a train?
Yep.
Can we get Mavis on the train?
There is a baggage cart that she'll have to be in.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, if that works, yeah, I'll take the train.
Yeah, we'll shorten our trip.
Kind of.
Well, poor girl Mavis. She needs all the time she needs to be off her feet, you know.
Fair enough. The town in question, I believe, is around here, so it's about halfway in between the two. It's actually almost closer to Froye's tree line, but... You guys are going to hop on the wonderful train. Alrighty. So, you hop... you pay the 3 or 5 silver that it requires, and you hop on the electrified steam rail that is powered by the wonderful science from Osnax. And you all get these wonderful little comfy seats. You get an in-flight meal, an en route meal. And you guys take the rest of the day and head all the way to Ariston.
Is it full of that stuff that makes you constipated so you don't use the restroom?
No, there's a bucket in one of the rooms.
A bucket?
That is emptied out.
I'll just pee out the side. It's fine.
No, please, you've pissed on the window. There's...
Yes, we're just going along. The pee stream just goes backwards.
Yeah. Some dumbass. You've pissed on third class. How high and mighty of you, dragon.
Yes. That's what they get for being third class.
Jesus Christ, I'm about to change all of your alignments.
I'm sorry.
Please do.
I didn't think it would be that bad.
I make one joke.
We just need to explain to Artemis that any reputation is not better than good reputation.
As long as we have a rep for getting shit done, that's okay.
That's not what they taught me in Bard College.
What did they even teach you in Bard College, though?
Nothing. It's Bard
College. That anything, any news is good news, good or bad.
Well, I mean, but that's just good. That's just news. If you actually want to be renowned, like, in a good way, you need to do good things and not, you know, want more out of people after them.
Hmm. I will reflect on what you have told me.
Immediately
forgets
it. Anyway,
you want some peanuts?
Sure.
Also, Aelora, tell us a little bit about your mother so we're not walking in and accidentally insult her. I've done that many a times in a household, and I don't want to do that anymore.
Or about your good. Or about your town in general.
It's a very simple town. Honestly, the biggest, you know, the biggest thing about the town is just the museum and, you know, my mother and I. She's interesting. She's a little antisocial. She'll blow you off for a book.
Really? I've got a bunch.
That's not what I meant.
I mean, that's how it came
actually
across.
In fact, if you made a joke like that in front of her, she'd probably get angry.
Oh my god.
Wait, blow you off in what regard? That's a very...
You know, like, ghost you. Like, what do you mean?
Okay, so she'll not interact with you for a good book.
Or she'll summon spirits. What are we talking about here?
She'll...
Your cum spirit?
Wow, this is going to be rough.
And also, when you say simple, do you mean like simple like low-key or simple like no one knows how to read and they all talk with an accent?
Is your mom the only person who knows how to read in that town?
No, because we taught people. Like, the museum is our home, it's also a museum, and it's also kind of like where we teach the townspeople stuff.
Wait, you live in the museum?
I mean, kinda.
Interesting.
It's like a back room, but yeah.
Hmm. So, what should we not tell your mother, and what should we tell your mother? And
the conversation that just... No.
No, not talking about that.
About our adventures.
Talking about the whole situation. Yes, about the adventures and about the whole situation with the vampires saying that, hey, we're going to come and kill the four heroes.
Oh.
Should we inform her that her life may be in danger?
I mean, I'm sure she'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
I mean, I don't know how she'll react. Knowing her, she'll just be like, yeah, okay, whatever, and just go back to books or something. I don't think I've ever seen anything scare her, so.
And do you want the conversation about Cord and Cass and your mom being private between you two?
Yes.
Okay.
So no.
This is what we're doing. We're setting up a line we do not cross.
So no books.
Do we even mention
Cord and Cass? No asking her questions about the heroes, and no daddy talk.
Oh, wait, what can... You can talk about the heroes. I mean, you can present book stuff to her. Just don't expect any conversation about anything else.
Conversation was not what I was expecting.
How about this, actually? You just don't talk. Is that fair?
What was your question?
Can we talk about Cord and Cass at all?
Yeah. I mean, okay. you can like mention that we've seen him and stuff, yeah. Like,
and that he's helped us out, you know, out of the, you know, dimensions and stuff.
Yeah, just, you know, don't just be all like, "Ayo, so what's up with Deb?" Kind of.
Well. All right. We're coming up on the city.
Or do you mean
the
stop?
Train makes. The stop, yeah.
Because we're getting off like halfway through, I believe.
Wait, is this a steam powered train or is this like a lightning rail?
It's lightning rail.
Yeah, it don't go. Ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. It goes.
No, it goes.
It's a bullet train. Also, don't be scared if she starts talking in your head. She does that sometimes.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry. So you guys roll up on Arist in the capital city of New Brinas. You hop off the train station, so busy there from people either going to work, getting off, traveling, just in general. So you guys have to like kind of like almost get jostled by like pretty much just an entire city trying to push their way on and off that train. Most of the trains are here heading north. Very few head south. So... And you guys hop on your wonderful little Mavis carriage and you head into the rural parts of Ariston. You pass by a few communities as you travel. We'll say about 3 days trip. So you guys do spend a couple nights either camping or maybe one day at an inn here and there. None of these villages are bigger than I would say 1,000 people, though. They seem to be very interspersed and kind of like sectioned into almost like American counties where they're almost at rivalry with each other.
Awesome.
Yeah. You see a bunch of people doing festivals here, every time you meet, there's always angry about some other counties, you know, crops, vegetables, you know, animal husbandry type deal. So, Galarin, the road becomes a bit wider as you near the hamlet that Aelora herself calls home. Galarin was a thorp with a single library that consisted of all the nearby villages' records, where many would meet up if deeds needed to be discussed. Before the world changed, one of the four heroes is said to have claimed the library as their place of retirement. But as time went on, more people began to flood into the area, where they couldn't start fires. They lost their farms to the rising sea levels. Or they just because the amount of learning that was helped with. They say a school learned, and suddenly the hamlet or thorp known as Galarin suddenly became, oddly enough, the most well-educated area next to the capital. And that was how this catastrophic difference and the event helped Galarin. So as you ride into the town, you see on your left this two-story styled inn. You can almost see like this beekeeper's hut behind it. It has this very small like farmer's fence that just two pickets that go all the way kind of around this area. And on the right is this massive edifice of stone that just looks like this almost opposing castle. This thing looks to have stood for centuries, maybe one of the very first buildings ever really built here. It almost doesn't look human made. It may have had some help from dwarves at one point, but you do see a sign as you enter that just mentions the Museum of Galarin, and then the wonderful inn next to it. And is there anything you guys would like to do? Do you want to explore the town, or do you just have a direct line of
house? That's up to Ailera. We're just tourists.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, so home. So we have the inn. So if you want to, you know, do normal inn stuff, you go there. And then the museum. It's mostly just kind of farm and stuff past that. So what do y'all want to do? I'll probably be here for a little bit, so.
I am going to get everybody to give me a will save here.
Am I in on this?
I will need you because technically you're already here. Is that right?
Is that how it works?
Ten!
Ooh, not good.
Woof.
Alright, we got a 10. Why is that 9 plus 1?
Because I have a cloak of protection.
It's weird that it didn't just auto-integrate that instead of making it weird.
Dare it make me do maths.
10, 7. Artemis, what did you get?
Natural 20, baby.
Good stuff.
So that will result in a 21.
Okay. Sir. Ailer?
I'm trying to remember what I add to this, but I rolled a 5 on my die.
No, nice. I don't think that's
so.
That's
not a high enough. Yeah.
Is it 10 that you add?
No, it's just going to be your wisdom and your proficiency, I believe.
Oh, cool. That's a whole big...
No, it's not. Sorry, you have added nothing to that roll.
Yeah, I was going to be like, that's a whole big zero.
Okay. So, and Quill?
That's a 9.
Oh, all right.
We fucked, boys!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, you guys are sitting in this town. You all felt this weird, almost tickle, in the back of your head as you passed that fence. But other than that, you have seen nothing, no repercussions or anything happen because of that.
Okay.
You have also yet to see a single person yet. but it is like midday farming town, so
I'm assuming this doesn't apply to me.
Where would you be? Probably set up in the tavern at this point, right?
If I finish a day's work, I'd be in the tavern drinking. If I haven't finished a day's work, then I'd be doing the work. Whether it be loading a fucking a carriage or whatever, or whether it be like moving farm materials or building materials around.
Yeah, I'll say you've done the dump of materials, so now you're just kind of taking a break while they decide what to do with it. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, cool. With an ale, as you do.
We'll get to that in 1 second.
You can get to me whenever you like.
What would the other four like to do?
Does your mom have parking?
You could probably park at the inn. You see a small spot where you could hitch a buggy or a cart. See a couple other carts already there.
You didn't say she had parking in the back, so I'll let that one go.
I literally made the same joke in my head.
Parking in rear.
Just reiterating, Kian is not allowed to talk. No, I mean, you just park at the inn. It's what all the farm families do when they bring their kids in to, you know, go to the museum.
All right. So you guys are standing, not in the square, but, like, I guess the entrance here. Because the museum and the tavern are literally opposite each other. So. And Aelora's just trying to discover what you guys really want to do.
Yeah.
Like a weird host whose guests aren't saying anything.
I'm just kind of like awkwardly stumbling, like, hey, we could go do this. There's
not a lot to do here, but
there's there's a farmhouse nearby that they make good milk. There's a bakery, I think. Hello? Anyone?
So I have these two books.
And then okay, at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, I'm going to maybe need you to be able to say it separately.
Sorry, I'm not there.
Oh, all I was saying is I have these two books. Which one would your mom like better?
What are they? What's the titles?
I have absolutely no idea.
I don't know then. hand them to me.
I hand her the books.
What are Sky?
Sky, I don't know what titles. Books he has, so I genuinely am out of this one.
I jacked him from the tree talker's tent.
Did you just pick up two random books?
Either of you two read Elven?
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Wow.
I actually do.
Actually, both of us.
They are war strategy books, and that's about it.
There you go. Things they knew nothing about. The two books.
I don't know if my mother speaks Elvish, but...
Then how did you learn?
Books. We have a lot of books.
So if you have Elvish books, don't you think your mother would speak Elvish and or read Elvish?
No.
Do you have a lot of elven people in this town?
Not really.
So why would you have elvish books?
I mean, she also, just likes collecting stuff.
Also, it's a museum, not a library, right? Or is it a library and a museum?
It's, you know, it was originally a museum, but we got a lot of everything. Mm-hmm. Just wait till you see all of her books. She has a lot of books.
Thank you for saying books at the end of that.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to hand her one of these two books, or both, if that's what you decide to do, and you just don't talk. Just don't. Yeah, okay.
Just don't? Yeah, my mom used to tell me that all the time.
Just wow. Okay, so are we going to go there first?
Do you guys want to go get set up in the inn first and then, or?
We have to set up at the inn? We can't just stay for free at the museum / library / Erlor's house?
I mean, I don't think they have very many rooms.
Yeah, there's kind of just, for living space, there's kind of just the kitchen, my room, and her room. So unless you want to stay in a very small room, all of us, then no.
And I feel like that would make Aelra, you know, pretty awkward. So let's get a room at the inn and just keep it at that.
Well, I guess we should do that then.
Okay. You guys enter the Thanked Lantern.
And, I'm sorry, what's it called?
The Thanked Lantern.
Okay.
Any quips about that one?
Nope.
No, sounds not normal. That clever.
Did it need validation?
No, I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear the first word. I just heard something lantern. I'm like, the what?
The fucked lantern.
What are you doing to the lantern? Like the bright lantern? What? But the thanked.
My good nerdy farm town, you're not.
The thanked lantern, as in they're thanking the lantern because it produces light and they don't know how? Like, is that why?
Like a good neighbor.
The lantern is there.
It's so magical.
Okay. You enter the door. It's oddly quiet. And sitting at a very lone table with a empty ale mug just on its side is Engines. Would you like to describe your wonderful character?
Okay, so I've drank a little bit too much. Give me a second. I've got to remember what I look like. So I don't have any hair on my head, but I have some form of fur thing on my back, because, like, it gets a little bit cold, but you won't catch me wearing this shirt. And I've got, like, some form of steel chain trousers on for protection. And, I'm standing at probably about, what did we agree on? 7.5 foot, I think we agreed.
Ugh. I thought you were sitting.
Huh? I wanted to go 8, but Sky was like, no, that's a large creature.
That does put into large category.
But are you standing or sitting? I managed to
skank it. I'm sitting hunched over at the moment.
So we would not know how tall you are.
No, not yet, no, actually.
That's I feel as if we would have a good guess at something that's 7.5 feet tall.
So I'm well over 6 feet, and when I'm sitting down, people don't realize how tall I am.
Artemis understands how tall everyone is.
No. So a massive two-handed axe, great axe, double bladed, because basically if you sin the one that's on my wall, it's that one. Huge fucking thing. Probably standing, the axe itself was probably about 5 foot, 6 foot, from pommel to tip. I don't know, fucking top of an axe is. And I'll be just sort of hunched over this empty cup on the wooden bar. Probably muttering to myself slightly.
How long have you been in this town?
Probably been here a few days. I've only been doing like odd jobs, so I wouldn't have been here long. We kind of come and go type thing.
And he's the only person in the bar, in the tavern right now?
Yeah, there's not even a bartender here.
What the fuck?
How did he get in
a small town?
Everyone assumed he walked around and served himself.
Aelra, who's the crazy guy?
I don't recognize him.
And where is everybody?
It's, you know, it's farming day. Or that's every day, I guess. But it's during the day right now. So.
It's farming day.
But you guys don't have travelers come in during the day to come to an inn to rest or to get a drink or food?
That's a good point. No, because
it's farming day.
It's farming day.
I don't know, but somebody left out like a bowl of noodles.
Don't eat! Oh, no.
Absolutely give me a cod save.
Yeah, Artemis, I... Okay.
Do they even make noodles in this town?
It's gonna be an 18.
No, those aren't even noodles.
I'm pretty sure they're worms. Artemis, those are worms, man.
Yeah, you are eating a dead bowl of worms.
Mmm. It's rougher.
Crunchy.
It's squishy.
Kian's gonna put some ketchup on the table. Here you go, buddy. Do your thing.
What? I used to eat much worse whenever I was living in college, man.
Yeah, college. Like,
I had to buy some really shady shit to feed myself.
Cocaine?
All my stuff went to room and board.
Well, that explains why you're so short. You just never had the food to grow.
Quill's just gonna look down at it and be like, fuck, I don't see any problem.
Artemis starts crying a little bit. They stole my milk money, man.
In college?
And that's...
Yeah! Yeah. Are we Everybody has milk that? Money in college, don't they? It's okay, Artemis.
Money
I used to get
aside for milk.
I used to get my milk money stolen all the time too. I understand, buddy.
These bullies in fucking Bard College would steal only your milk money.
What makes it worse is it was gnomes in my college. Man, they were bullies.
It was their specialization.
They'd knock me down to their level and they'd steal my milk money.
The College of Milk Money.
Holy shit. So they'd like sneak up behind fucking Kian and shove him to trip him.
They were
so
mean.
Like, it's almost like it's like the thing where like you put your knee into the back of somebody else's knee to make them fall down, except with their hands because they're that short.
You lost the durability in your boots on a monthly basis. You have a subscription to Skechers. Oh, you know,
honestly,
Kian wears
though,
like budget
Skechers. Yeah,
I was gonna say
if anybody in this party is wearing light up Skechers, it's Kian.
Okay, but no.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every step, there's just little lights that go
he
on.
He doesn't wear them outside and cover the lights. They're his inside shoes.
Oh.
And they're not even with a lace, it's like Velcro.
It's really funny to think of you guys sneaking around Lady Leandra's mansion with those glowing sneakers just going off.
And we look at him, he's like, why are you wearing those? He's like, they're my inside shoes.
Oh, you know he has Heelys outside.
Oh, well, no, because Heelys wouldn't work in this day and age. Heelys are my other inside shoes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I bet people
Well, you could just take, you could take the wheel out, right?
They're my mall shoes.
Oh,
yes. There's lots of malls these days.
Yeah.
What happened
to this party?
Yeah, I don't
we
know.
Had a month and a half off, so now we're just fucking loopy.
Artemis pulls up a chair next to the big guy. Hey, big fella. You know where the bartender is? In general?
I think he stepped out for a minute. He'll probably be back.
Oh, he will be. He just went to go pull some weeds in his,
Is that where he's
in his farm? Because it's farming.
Yeah.
I should preface this. Rodar, you dropped it off at the location on the slip that was handed to you.
Yeah.
Very, not even words. It was more of a diagram because they knew.
Good. I don't read. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you dropped it there. There was nobody to give you anything. So you figured, well, I have to get paid. So I'm going to go into the tavern until people see. But you've been here for about 2 hours now.
Yeah. And I've assumed they've just stepped out for a minute.
The entire town.
Yeah.
Does he know it's been 2 hours?
Depends on the ills he's had.
Yeah.
How many mugs have you drunk?
There's 12.
Jesus, how many times have you done this?
Okay, but he's really big, though, so we don't know what his tolerance is.
That's fair.
Give me a con save.
Yeah, I think I need to do that.
How big are his boots, though? These are important.
7. I had natural 1 that shit.
Oh my god.
Well, yeah.
He's sloshed.
I'm just serving my burp.
I just jumped out for a minute.
Oh,
I'm sorry, what?
Just gonna make a roll here. Okay.
Talk about self-serve.
There's I've been to loads of these.
You know, like those slushy places at like carnivals or anything like that, where it's just like a big slushy stand. You grab a cup and you serve yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what he's been doing. I'm gonna try this flavor with this flavor. That didn't work.
Oh, doing suicides.
Oh, I love this.
It's just so. This is one. It's different. You gotta do it yourself. So if you want, this one over here is a good.
He points to a wine barrel.
I do want to say.
I point to a fucking wine barrel.
You've been mixing all types of spirits and liquids at this point.
I just lean over to the others and I go, I do want to say the only thing self-serve here is water. So.
It is funny that
the wine too, Artemis hops the bar.
Yes. He did at one point think he had watered down ale, and in fact he did. He mixed water and ale.
Oh no. It's like water and whiskey.
I'll get drunk less faster.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Who knows?
Artemis is looking for a menu to see how much everything cost.
The tavern owner might know it offhand, but he's not here.
Open tab under A.
Excuse you?
He's doing this in secret behind the bar. It's just like
also says okay. Also says name wrong after a month.
It's
Aelra.
Aelra.
I like ale.
I haven't said it right once, so really.
No.
No, I haven't.
We could at least put the tab under the drunk guy.
We don't know his name.
Your mom's got to come.
your mom.
Your mom's buying us the drinks. We're all underage drinking. She's the one cool parent who buys us beer.
It's more of an underage height drinking.
There's a height requirement to drinking?
It'll be this tool to go behind the bar.
Artemis is gonna pull out a glass and get some wine.
Toss it. Right, so, hell yeah.
So, anybody else think it's kind of weird the whole town is missing?
I just give him one of these. I'm holding up a gold coin.
Cool.
Well, I mean, have we really noticed that the whole town is missing?
Look, I'm getting the same exact vibes as that pirate place we went to. All right. That's currently what I'm getting.
Sky, would you say it's about as busy as it usually is, or it does seem really empty, like, to me, since I know the town?
Jaren, the bartender who's been here with his family for basically, like, a century now, he was here before even your mother put up shop, he never leaves this place. He does bartending until about 4 in the morning, and then he just goes to bed upstairs. And then he goes down. So there's zero reason that he wouldn't be down here without one customer. You even have probably just hang out here. I think your mother and him would probably have, not like weird dinner, but just they would eat together because he made food, and your mother didn't really have like a huge culinary interest.
That, and it was probably after 2 or 3 days of forgetting to eat and going, well, I need something quick.
I also have a child I should probably feed.
Shit, I forgot to do that again, huh?
Yeah, so there's many times where you just ate with his family, and it's super weird that, you know, maybe even after as the time that, even if you've been here, he would have heard voices and came down, so.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go, okay, I'll be right back, guys. I'm gonna go see if maybe he's upstairs or something.
Okay.
Artemis is gonna find the book for rooms and see which ones are available, and he's gonna mark us down for two.
And mark down that we already paid.
You see two rooms that are taken.
I respect the business, okay? I don't steal from people.
Kian, I'm about to change your alignment.
What's the two names on there, on the rooms that are taken?
You don't recognize them. You see one for Florence and one for Eric.
Hey, are you Florence or Eric, big guy?
I'm Rodar.
Rodar, you looking to get a room too?
I was gonna sleep here.
Okay, on the bar.
I'll take that as a yes. How much are rooms?
I'll give him one of these. He holds up another gold coin.
Artemis is looking over room prices. Well, damn it. He don't write nothing down. He has, like, no booking. Kind of a madman keeps all that stuff in his head.
Someone who's done this for years and years, I would expect.
Aelra, you've climbed the double staircase here that winds around, and you find yourself at the first four rooms has always been for his family, and the other six have been for anybody in town. You see nothing. No lights under doors. You hear nothing. And as you go to the first room where you know it's like kind of like his room itself, his and his wife's, you open it up. There's no lock. And it is empty. It seems to have been made maybe that morning, but nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, this is weird. I'm just gonna kind of go out into the hall and just a general, is anyone here?
Ooh.
Fuck. You get no response.
Do we hear that from downstairs?
Yeah, Rodar's doing an EE.
I mean...
Because if so, Quill's gonna respond.
It should have been loud enough for you to hear.
Yeah, there's... I mean, it's a pretty big building, so it does echo, but...
Quill's just gonna send back up, like, yeah, we're still down here. Why? What's up?
There's nobody up here. And I'll be down.
Isn't it farming day?
I come back down and I go, it is, just like every other day, but... okay. Usually at least one of them would be here watching the place.
Okay. All right. Straight up facts. Did anybody else see anybody in the fields as we were coming in?
Yeah, I saw me.
Besides you.
Oh.
Anybody in our group see anybody as we were coming in? Because I did not.
Nope, I felt a little itchy coming into town, and that was it.
I got this note.
What note?
I'll pass the sort of the instructions to, like, deliver these goods. You know, the drawn diagrams.
Artemis will read it, see what's going on here.
Read it? Buddy, it's a picture book.
Well, and that's sorry, almost too much.
The
missive. At the note that he had. The missive.
Yeah. She's been doing this for a bit while. It pretty much is the town's name and then a diagram of where to drop off the materials.
And what does the diagram look like? Does it look like the museum?
Nope. This is like deeper into the town. Seems like a cliffside. It basically says go past four houses, take a right, and you'll be you'll find a house that looks, and it's illustrated the house, and it's just like he circled a plot on the left side, and he just said dump here.
Cool. Hey, Aelra, we should go check on your mom.
Yeah, this is really weird. We should go see if she's there.
Yeah.
Artemis is going to walk up to the drunk guy. Hey.
Mm.
Hey, Rodar.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, buddy, you're a little bit toasted.
Yeah.
A little bit?
We're going to load you into the back of our cart, since you're seemingly the only survivor in this entire town. We're going to keep an eye on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, sound good?
Okay.
Okay, come on, buddy. I'll help you. I'll help you to the cart.
As he just like towers.
Fantastic.
Is he gonna fit in the cart?
Oh
yeah.
I need Macy.
Who's Macy?
He reaches over towards his axe.
Okay, you're a little bit inebriated. Are you sure you should be wielding a weapon at this time?
Oh, he could use it as a stick.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's smart.
I could use it as a toothpick.
A little bit big for that.
You use the is it the eye or the wedge, the top of the axe?
Yeah, it's I can't remember what that is.
I think depending on the size, it's called an eye if it's longer, or a wedge, I think, is if it's just cut off at the top.
No, this would be cut off at the top, so it would be a wedge. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, buddy. Let's get you in the cart.
Okay, Dad. I mean...
Okay, how about I help out with this schizzle at all?
I was going to say, what's the mental image of Artemis trying to help a fucking seven-foot...
Hugging this yeah, guy's knee.
Fucking brilliant. Barely, that's
probably his calf at most. You're just above his boot.
Not going well.
You looked bigger in the pictures.
What pictures?
There's pictures of Artemis?
I mean, there's posters. It's wanted.
Yeah.
Wow, you actually recognize him in those posters?
It's the high, it gives everything away.
The fucking Mike Wazowski effect where he finds a wanted poster. He's like, wow, I'm on a poster.
Awesome. Oh, wait. This is that thing you all were talking about that doesn't produce good renown.
Yes.
Notoriety.
And there's correct. Nothing wrong with notoriety.
Until you get arrested or hunted down. And yeah.
Well, I'm checking how much I'm worth here. Hold on.
I think that's a one.
50 silver or a chicken.
Oh, well, I can pay off this fucking bounty.
No, see, the real goal here is to make it higher. What if you're going to strive for something, strive for...
Commit arson?
Yeah, let's commit.
Said the neutral evil fucking...
It's kind of boring to have a bunch of people come in and like, you're the bad guy, blah, 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 blah. And I take their kneecaps, and then it's all anticlimactic. I don't know. Doesn't set up for a good hero. Oh God!
But you could be you could be like the Robin Hood bad guy, where you're an outlaw, but everyone loves you.
That's because
you're edgy. Yeah, but your whole character is cliche. So really,
I've been fucking called out on my entire personality.
Oh my God!
That was just in my head trying to figure out what he's wanted for, and all I can think of is stealing milk money, so he's the one who actually stole other people's milk money.
I thought it was Lady Leandre because he took her underwear.
Oh.
My God. Okay, but is it actually a crime if the person stealing from is evil?
Oh, it's still a crime.
Yeah, a crime's a crime, yeah.
It's just looked up.
Why do you think Robin Hood was a criminal? Yeah. Why do you think Robin Hood was a criminal? He stole from people.
Yeah, people who had control of the justice system.
A thief's a thief. Anyway, in the cart, Quill, help! I can't get his legs.
Yeah, I got it. And yeah, I'll just help Artemis lift him into the cart.
Lift him.
Oh, well,
here you go, friend.
Flop him. More like but...
flop.
There you go, friend. Your legs might drag a little bit, but to go.
Right, so I would. Okay.
You exit the tavern. You flop Rodar on top of the cart beside the tavern, and you look across the road to the museum, 10 feet away.
He needs a place to sleep.
Why don't one of us stay here, guard the Rodar guy thing, and then the rest go in to investigate?
Are we doing not it, or are we doing what are we doing
here? Well, I'm definitely going in, so y'all can figure it out.
Aelra should.
I'll go in.
I can take care of myself. You guys go in. Artemis just kind of plops on the front seat of the cart. I'll watch Mavis and Rodar here.
All right.
As he has double fisting two glasses of wine. Don't worry, I've got everything under control.
Like fucking cheersing yourself.
Scream if you need some help.
Right.
Okay.
I need some help.
Okay. You find the iron steel doors that serve as your housing's front door. It is locked, but you do have a key to it.
Yeah. The key and open the door.
Perfect. You open the double doors, you find yourself in a pretty sizable area. The entirety of the area has been moderately hit by a tornado, it seems. You see hundreds of bookshelves just surrounding the entirety of the room, encompassing it all in this wonderful little comfy area. The middle of the room has this sort of map of the entire world, and very specific. The map has been enlarged into pieces, and almost seems like the map itself is moving around, almost shifting to different parts of the world. You see a few chairs scattered around it and drinks that have been left over. And you see tons of tables here where people can study or look at documents in silence. You find this weird magnifying scope in the corner that looks out to the stars. As well as a ton of alchemy area, scribing areas, whole thing. And then at the very back of the room are another set of these steel doors that lead further.
Just gonna call out, hello?
You are met with silence.
Okay.
Does it usually look this dropped, as if everybody just kind of left what they were doing?
Oh yeah, absolutely. If anything, this kind of looks a little clean for our house. Or, I guess this place.
Oh.
She's not very tidy. I need to wash these dishes. Okay, I kind of make a beeline for those back doors.
Does everybody kind of stay there, or do you follow?
I'll go with her.
Okay. These are not locked. I don't even think there's a lock to these ones. So you just kind of push them open, they grind a little bit against the floor. And you find yourself in the back, like, kitchen sit-down area that you have. And immediately to your left and right are your mother's rooms on your left and yours on the right.
What is Chowder doing?
Just sniffing. He remembers home. It smells like home.
I'm gonna... Pretty sure I kind of just have him in my bag, like my backpack still, so I'm just going to take him and
I think he's put a bit big for your backpack now, so either he walks beside you or you carry this, like, large dog.
No, he's on the ground.
You pop him down, and he immediately goes back out into the main area and finds his little cushion that has been destroyed, and he slaps himself down on the charred remains of that cushion.
I'm just kidding. Okay. He's not going crazy, so that's kind of like helping me mentally go, okay, well, maybe we're okay. But I'm gonna go peek into my mother's room.
Yeah, he seems to be sniffing a little bit more than usual, as if curious that there's nobody here, but not that he has detected anything odd yet. Yeah. You open your mother's door. You found a way to always open it, even if it's locked, and it was for some reason locked at this odd chance, and you open it up into and key in what you see, a literal small tornado probably destroyed this room. You see just furniture upended everywhere, books just slapped down in the middle of the floor. You see alchemy supplies. You even see a potion that's just spilled all over several scrolls. The bed is just like a nest of things, as if she just kind of crouches in the middle and ends up passing out, and just belongings scattered everywhere. What could be a single chair that one might sit on is piled all the way literally to the ceiling with volumes of encyclopedias and stuff that go from literally A to Z, but not in any order.
Aha.
Okay, so this looks normal.
This is normal?
Yes. You also spot the several artifacts that your mother has collected through the years that she can't put on public display. Some of these are very dangerous that she keeps hidden. They're still here.
Okay. Well, it looks normal and nothing's been stolen. Doesn't look like. So where is everybody?
Yeah, this is weird if this is normal. I'm just... Well, I mean, not really. I guess my place has been worse.
Yeah. Eccentrics are interesting.
Wait, what? What'd you call me?
Eccentric.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna turn back around and say, okay, so there's nobody here. Okay. She's kind of low-key starting to lose her shit now.
Yeah, are you going to go check your room?
Yeah, I'm going to go in there and just for a comfortable, at least for a comfortable place to think about this for a second.
Yeah, all of the complete adverse to the rest of the entire area is a very clean, well-laid-out room. Several dressers, a very well-made bed since you left it, a spot on the floor, completely comfy, but it looks like it's been enchanted against fire. You do see some fire has, minorly singed it, but it seems like this is where Chowder usually rests. And then behind the wall mirror... is this glowing portal that you've covered up to Chowder's dad's little hellscape. And you've got your little makeup area, tons of dresses just kind of floating in air. Traveling supplies, all that.
I'm gonna... Okay, let's just see. And I'm gonna... poke my head into the hellscape portal just to see.
Absolutely. So you move the mirror to the side and put it in its little, like, you've put like a nail into the stone or something so that you can actually rest it there, so that people can go in and out. And you poke your head in and you find the corpse of Chowder's father. And that's where we're going to end today's episode of the Z Team.
Oh no!
Thank you so much for watching and listening. I am your Dungeon Master Sky. Please follow the show on Spotify, on iTunes, like and comment on Podbean. Let us know if we've done anything wrong, like apparently kill somebody's love of the show. I'm getting so much flack for this. Love it. I am your Dungeon Master Sky. If you want to really just throw hate out my way, because we all love the internet, you can find me at Skyler Carter on Twitter and on Instagram. Olive.
Hi. I don't have anything yet, but I'm going to have to start a new Twitter account just to post mean shit on Sky's Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll follow it.
Raz?
just my Twitter at Happy Cow Farms still, which has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but at least I started following the podcast.
Yeah, I saw that notification. A year and a half into this. Onyx!
Holy fuck, dude. you can find me at, Ready, Set, Roll podcast, where you can also hear Sky be a car salesman in space.
Yes, it's Greco. Yeah.
Over on, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, etc. And no Audible. Twitter stuff or anything like that, because I'm boring as hell.
Quill? Or Coop?
Nice.
What do you got, Dragon? What's your social media?
What you got, Lizard?
I'm on LinkedIn.
Yeah, totally. You can find me on LinkedIn, you know, just doing a cover of Hatman.
Just... And Christian Mingle. Oh my god, Hatman. Hatman!
Yeah, no, I got nothing.
And Engines.
If you want to find me outside this podcast, which you really should be following this podcast and listening to every single episode, you can find me, Engines of Stone, on twitch.tv and on YouTube. I also do have a Twitter, but you'd be fucked if I ever put anything on it. But yeah, do check my streams out because they're a lot of fun. We're a bit weird. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Well, that's all for now, guys. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
I am going to get ridiculed for this. Holy shit.